Okay, we're now recording right now, so I want to say let's welcome you all to Let's Talk Tuesdays. We're having a wonderful time. Princess S. Smith is our presenter. She will be presenting us with some great knowledge at this time. I will step out of the way. Tempest, you have the floor.
Thank you, Antonio, and thank you all for calling in on a Tuesday evening. I don't take this opportunity lightly, so thank you for allowing me to share with you, and thank you, Antonio, for giving me an opportunity and a platform to share. Tonight, we're talking about shine your light. I do ask if you're a note taker, grab pen, notepad, or your phone. But what I really ask is for you to be open and receptive to what's being said, not because of me, not because it's coming from me, but because I'm aware enough to know that if you and I are here together, there is a reason and a purpose for it. So I want you to receive just like I want to receive as well. So shine your light. Unlike certain groups of people, your light, your being, your gifts, your talents, your purpose, your supreme destiny, as Oprah Winfrey says, it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care if you're black, if you're white, if you speak English or Spanish. It doesn't care if you have a lot of money in the bank or if you have absolutely no money at all. It doesn't care if you are on government assistance or not. Your light doesn't discriminate. I say that because I want everyone to understand that you have a light. Regardless of who you are, regardless of where you live, regardless of your race, your culture, your neighborhood, your environment, your spouse, your education, you have a light. And I want you to know that the world needs what you have, you know. So recognize that there's a light within you. Growing up, I knew I had a reason for being here, but I just didn't know what it was. But truth is, none of us are created by accident. None of us survive the birthing process by accident. None of us survive growing up. None of us survive childhood or adulthood just by accident. You're not here to just go through the motions. You're here to give back to the world. So own your light and recognize that you have a light. You have a purpose. You have a reason. There's a reason why you woke up this morning. There's a reason why, if you have access to it, it's a reason why you can see, it's a reason why you can hear, it's the reason why you dialed into this phone call for whatever reason. It's a reason for the oxygen flowing through your body. There's a reason, there's a light, and the world needs your light. You know, you have something in you that no one else on this planet has. You have a story in you that someone needs to hear. You have a song in you that someone needs to dance to. You have books in you. You have speeches in you. You have a smile that no one else has. You have the ability to hug that no one else has. But if you don't turn on your light, we don't get to experience you. And it would be wrong. Excuse me. It would be wrong. It would be shameful to go through this life looking for the light that you're supposed to be attracted to. But because you don't believe that you have a light, or you don't believe that you're worthy enough to turn on your light, we never get to it. What if your book, what if your story, what if your song, what if your social media post, what if your smile, what if your hug, what if your existence helps someone live today? What if you have the ability to change the world, you by yourself? Or what if you have the ability to inspire the person that's supposed to change the world. But because you don't believe in your light, you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in your existence, we never get it. And the world stays exactly the same. What if you die and we never see your light? Do you want to be responsible for holding the world back because you were too scared to believe in yourself to turn on your light? What if you can't get to your next level in life because you won't flip the switch and illuminate your path? You know, Antonio says all the time, everybody wants the destination. No one wants the journey. But what if there are people on your journey that you're supposed to meet, you're supposed to shine light to, you're supposed to speak life to, you're supposed to give a hug to or encourage, but because you won't travel your journey, you never get to your destination and they never get to theirs. What if you're the one who is supposed to bring calmness to the world? What if your light has the ability to bring peace to us all, but because you don't recognize it, or because you're just scared, or because it's scary to flip a switch and shine bright, you don't do it? I'm here to ask you, I'm here to beg you to turn on your light. You know, we live in a dark world, whether you realize it or not. We're surrounded by darkness. It's okay to flip on the switch and say, you know, here I am. Here I am, world. I hear you calling out to me. I hear you yelling for me. I hear someone needing my assistance. Here I am. What if on your path you meet the person that's going to change your life, but because your path is dark, they can't see you? Turn on your light and believe that you have a light. The world needs who you are. And as you're on this journey and as you're believing that, you know, you have a light, don't compare your light to others. I know it's easy to do. It's easy to look at someone else's who is quote-unquote successful and say, I need their world. I need their life. I need their light. That's not for you. Their journey is not meant for you, and your journey is not meant for others. But you can't walk your journey. You can't climb your mountain. You can't write your book comparing yourself to someone else. You can, but you won't be successful. You can, but you won't be effective. You can, but the world is still missing out on your greatness. The world is still missing out on your light. The world is still missing out on who you truly are. Comparing yourself to others is a setup for failure. And I don't believe that we are put here on earth to just fail our way through life because we want to keep up with the Joneses. With all due respect, the Joneses is none of your business and it's none of your responsibility. Your responsibility is to you. Your responsibility is to find out why you're here. Your responsibility is to give us what's in you, not compared to what someone else has. And who's to say that their journey is better than yours? It's not better, it's different than. Maybe it looks easy, but you don't know what hell they had to go through in order to get to where they are. Don't compare your life to others because you can't handle their journey just like they can't handle yours. I remember in my early 20s trying to fit in with a group of people because that's what it looked good to be with them. It looked cool to be attached to them. But because they had no light or they refused to turn on their light, I turned mine off. And the more I hung out with them and the more I talked to them, the more painful it was to live my life. It hurts me. I can't speak for you, but it hurts to close myself into a box that I was never meant to be in. And maybe that's you. Maybe you're scared to shine. Shine anyway. Be scared and shine. Don't be scared and shrivel up and not expose yourself. Other people are not going to be able to handle your shine. I'm sorry, and that's okay. But again, that's not your business. That's not your responsibility. If they can't handle your shine, tell them to get some shades on. It's okay to shine your light around people. Everybody's not going to get it. They don't have your vision. They're not supposed to get it. Everybody's not going to be on board and support you, but shine anyway. Everybody's not going to want you to shine. People are going to love you into a comfort zone that's not yours. Shine anyway. People are going to hate you, and if you feed into that, you'll end up hating yourself, and that's not why you're here. But if they hate you, shine anyway. If they love you, shine anyway. If they support you, shine anyway. If they don't, so what? You're not meant for them, and they're not meant for you, but don't let someone who's not living your life, don't let someone who never did anything with their life, don't let someone who is afraid to move forward in their life stop you from moving forward in yours. Shine your light. I wish I could pour this into your head, but we need you. The world needs you. The universe needs you. God, if you believe in it, or the universe, or whatever, put you here for a reason, and we need you. Turn on your light so we can find you. And while you're shining, don't ask for permission to shine. If you wait for permission, you'll never get it. Someone will always have an excuse why you can't do X, Y, and Z. Someone will always tell you, well, you know, I tried that back in the day and it didn't work for me, and I just don't want you to go through that pain. They're not going to allow you to be you, but be you anyway. You know what's in you. You know what keeps you up at night. You know why it's hard to downplay your greatness around people, because you're not meant for that circle. You're meant for greatness. And maybe you're scared, and I get it. Trust me, I've been scared to shine my light my whole life. But I do it anyway, not because I'm great, but because someone needs me, because I deserve to shine my light. I deserve to live a life of abundance, but abundance will never find me if I'm concealing myself in darkness. And maybe that's you. Maybe you've been praying and using the law of attraction to get what you want in life, but you haven't gotten it. Maybe it's because abundance is saying, I'm looking for you. I hear you calling out for me, but I can't find you because you're purposely keeping yourself in darkness. You were meant to shine. You were meant to be seen. You were meant to be heard. Give us that voice. Give us that song. Give us that book. Turn on your light and shine. Why? Because you deserve it. And so do we. You didn't go through birth to be dark. You went through birthing process to be light, to be seen. Give us what's in you. Give us what keeps you up at night. You dream about it. You feel it in your bones. Let it out and just shine. There's a verse in the Bible that says, arise and shine your light. When are you going to get up out of your darkness? When are you going to get up out of your depression? When are you going to get up out of your selfish ways and shine your light? So what? They're going to talk about you. They're going to talk about you regardless. So what if somebody who said they will always be there for you walks out of your life? They weren't meant for this season of your life. So what? You're scared. So what? You don't have the right words to say, or you don't know what to say. I didn't know what I was going to say today, but I did it anyway. Why? Because I refuse to sit in darkness another day. It hurts. It's painful. It stresses me out. But when I turn on my light, I find my tribe. When I turn on my light, I find my purpose. When I turn on my light, I can plant the better seeds. I can reap a better harvest. When I turn on my light, I can be who I was meant to be. I wasn't meant to be in darkness. If you look up the definition of my name, it means storm. But I can be a light in the midst of a storm, and so can you. We're in dark times in this world, yes, but give us your light. Someone needs you. Someone is one book away from suicide. Someone is one song away from taking themselves out. And what if you are the answer? What if someone is praying for someone to come save them? And what if your light is that savior, but you refuse to turn it on? Don't be responsible for taking someone's life. Be responsible for giving us life. Be responsible for giving us light to walk our path. Be responsible for illuminating the path so we can get to our destination, so we can be great, so we can reach the thousands, so we can reach millions. Arise and shine your light, because we need you. Thank you for listening.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so at this time, we're going to open it up for Q&A. Let me just first say, Tempest, you did an amazing job. I feel like
Thank
I can
you.
Punch through a wall and run through it. I'm so excited. I'm breathing hard. I was over here shouting. Had to put my phone on mute because you were doing such an amazing job. So, lines are unmuted. At this time, the crowd has your questions, comments, or feedback.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, this is Grace Sandals.
Hi, Grace Sandals.
Hello, my goodness. Okay, so. Okay, not to re-preach the sermon, but I got four things out of what you said.
Okay.
So, first off, you did very, oh my goodness, that was really amazing, like Antonio had said.
Thank you.
The first thing I got was, since the world was given to me, I need to give back to it. The second one was, don't be so unbelieving in your light that you bury it.
Wow.
The third one was, man, you said don't let people love you into a comfort zone that is not meant for you. I had to meet you.
Wow.
And the fourth one was, even if you are afraid, do it afraid, because you're here. You know, it's just not by like you said, it's not by happenstance that you made it out of what I think Antonio says all the time, 4 million sperm. You're here for a reason, and so don't let it get. Wow. Okay. Don't be another dream statistic in the graveyard. I got it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
I got it. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank you.
I think, am I unmuted? Oh, I'm unmuted. I wasn't supposed to be. Grace, post the note, please, because she body just called. Anyone else want to comment or have questions?
Hey,
this is Deanna.
Oh, go ahead, Deanna.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's okay. I'll pick. Go. That's okay. Go ahead, Deanna, and then that sounded like a
So I want to thank you so much for this call. I'll sit here trying not to cry in Starbucks. Because I felt like the entire time you were talking to me, like we were sitting in the room face to face and you were checking me for real.
Uh-oh.
Well, in a good way. All my life I have dumbed myself down. I have hid in the darkness because I was afraid to shine my light, because
I didn't want to be too bright for anybody to be able to be around me.
Mm.
And you said, if they can't take your light, put some shades on. Okay.
Oh.
you just, with everything you said, I just want to thank you because it lets me know that, yes, you do have a purpose. Yes, there's a reason why you're here. You're here to shine your light so someone else can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Someone else can see that light in that darkness and know, okay, I'm not alone because I see this light, so let me head to this light. I want to thank you for letting me know that I am a light, that I'm not just in the darkness, and that it's okay to shine. It's okay to be who you are. So I want to thank you so much for every word that you spoke. I just thank you because you definitely knocked on my door and was like, look, I need to talk to you real quick. Come on, let's talk. So thank you.
Oh,
every word was received. I love you so much. You spoke to my heart, and I thank you for speaking to my heart instead of speaking to my mind. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow. Tempest, would you like to respond back before we get Michelle?
Thank you for that because I was terrified, but not terrified in a way that is normal. I was terrified today because I saw myself, and I was terrified of what's in me. So thank you for, I won't say what, but you kind of reassured something for me. So thank you for commenting.
Okay, Grace had a comment too. If you want to, Grace quoted
sure.
you and said that you Baptist preached all over the place. So if you want to comment to her as well.
I only know Baptist preaching, so I apologize. But thank you for that. I hope that means I did a good job.
Okay, we got Michelle on now on the line. Is that correct?
Hey, yes. Hey, Tempest.
Hi, Michelle.
Wow. First of all, you made me cry. You didn't make me cry, but I cried. I cried. I laughed. I fist pumped the air for you. I did. I had to mute and go woo and then shout and everything else. But I felt like I was sitting down in front of you, and you were just speaking directly to me. You said some things that I needed to hear. You said, here I am, world, I'm here. And that really spoke to me. And what you said was the world needs what I have. And you just spoke to my heart. Like Deanna said, you touched on so many things and all your what ifs. Oh, my, what if, what if. They're true. That is so true. And I just want to say thank you for being so open and exactly knowing exactly what to say that we needed to hear. You did awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay. You want to respond back to that, Tiffany?
No, that's all. I can't respond to one. Thank you.
It'll make you cry.
Yeah.
Anyone else? We have nice full line.
My turn. My turn.
All right. All right. There it is. The significant one.
Hello, my wife. How are you?
You did wonderful, Tempest. You were so very helpful. Not going to repeat everything everyone else said, but I felt it. Same thing the other ladies have felt. I did have a question. So
okay. What
I feel is after listening to this, if someone is sitting there and they heard you and they heard your empathy and they heard your passion, they actually heard your heart and they want to flip that switch, what is one or two things you could tell them that they could do to help flip the switch to turn on their light? They're sitting there and they're feeling it. They're like, I am valuable to the world. I do have something to offer.
what can they, what do we do when we're ready to flip the switch?
Okay. So for me, for me, Antonio had been telling me for years that this is something that I will be doing. And I was like, no, that's not me. And then one day he said it, and I felt like a bolt go through me. And I was like, okay. And I kept hearing him, and I kept hearing him, and heard someone else say something similar. And sure, I hear that, and I feel all that. I need to do it, but what do I do? I had to learn that it's okay to believe in me. You know, I had belief in everything and everybody else, but I had absolutely no belief in me. So I had to really work on, okay, Tempest, you are enough. You can do this. You have a purpose. You have a being. And that took, I would say, like 3 years to build up my belief in myself. Once I got enough, then I don't know, just something in me just said, now is the time. And if I felt like I would get to the edge and ready to jump, but I would take a step back because I wasn't ready, or it's too dark, or it's too scary. And then one day I just did it. And once I did it, that was it. I couldn't turn back once I just took that initial step. But it took a long time to believe that I, too, have a light, even though everyone else around me constantly said it. It didn't mean anything until I recognized it and I believed in it. So if that's you, definitely work on believing in yourself. And I know we say that as a cliche, but it is important, you know, to... You know, everybody can believe in you, but if you don't believe in you, then it's in vain and it means nothing. But just work on you, even if you have to fake it till you make it, as we say. Mm-hmm. Just believe in yourself.
Thank you. You were awesome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Does anybody else?
All right. It's my All question right. time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, this is a good one, too. First of all, let me say, awesome job. You did great, Reverend. You did a great job. And I am very proud of you. And I'm glad that you stepped outside of your comfort zone to
okay.
win. But here's my question. Here's the million-dollar question.
All right.
You mentioned a part about turn your light on, and if you're around haters, put on your shades.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, when you put on your shades, what do you do in the world still? What do you still do in a world full of people that want to be seen?
Okay, so two things. Well, one thing that I guess I didn't make clear, and I apologize. The shades are meant for the people who can't handle you, not for you. You don't block out your own shades. They need the shades since it's painful for them to see you, they need the shades. So can you repeat your question? Now that I clarified that, can you repeat your question?
Okay, when your shades on, and they're for you, and you're blocking them out, but they still want to be seen, and they're still doing everything they can in their ability to be seen by you, even though you got your shades on, what do you do?
Okay.
Do you ignore them, avoid them, or address it?
For me, and I had to grow to this, I had to learn to ignore them because at the end of the day, they want attention and they want your attention so they can knock you off your game. And I had to learn that they are not important. They're here and I hear them and I see them. For me, I saw their Facebook posts. I saw them, you know, talking about me behind my back, but in front of my face. But I had to learn that that's their struggle. That's their problem. I had to learn to ignore it and realize that that's not for me. And if I get distracted by what they're doing, then I'm off track and I'm going further away from my purpose or my supreme destiny. And if I let them, I'll forever be off track because that's what they want me to do. They want me to stop. They want me to get distracted. So I had to get to a point to where, excuse me, their chatter, their posts, their laughs, their whatever didn't even bother me. And now I don't even see them. It took years, but I don't even see them anymore because I'm headed somewhere and I can't get there worrying about what they're doing. And even if they get in my face, that's fine. I'm still headed somewhere. And as long as I know I got a purpose and I got a journey and I got to hit this mountain, then what they do or what they say doesn't matter. So, hope that helps.
Yeah, that was rock solid answer. Rock solid answer.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Anybody else? Any questions? This is epic. This is absolutely epic. Anybody have any questions?
No questions, sir. I just forgot to make a comment that Tip has said. Abundance can't find me if I don't have this light turned on. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
So I got to flip this. I got to flip this switch because if I am abundant and I can't be found because the switch is not flipped on. Okay. All right. I got it.
All right. Now we all have a clear understanding. Some of us is missing some money because the light is off. All right. Well, if there are no more comments, Tempest, I hand it back over to you for closing thoughts or anything you have.
Well, again, thank you all for being here. Thank you for your awesome words of encouragement and your questions and your feedback. I do greatly appreciate everything. Again, thank you, Antonio, because I recognize that, one, you don't have to do this. And two, I don't know why, but I'm grateful that our paths crossed, and I'm grateful to say that you are my best friend in life. So thank you for believing in me, especially when I didn't believe in myself. And thank you for showing me what a true friend is. I am very grateful for that, and I love you times a thousand for that. My closing thoughts is just know that you are enough. You are enough. You alone are enough. You are perfect for this season. There are no mistakes in life. There are no regrets. There's no shame. It's just lessons learned. And if your lesson learned was, I haven't been turning on my light, I've been letting other people dim my light, then the lesson is, it's time for me to turn it on. When it's dark and lonely in your life, when it feels like no one is around you and it feels like you can't go on, just remember that I am enough. And everything that I've been through, every tear that I've cried, every pain in my body, every time someone left me when they promised they would be there for me, every time someone stabbed me in the back, every time someone hated on me and my progress, every time someone said negative things about me or when I said negative things about myself, it's all for a reason. And just know that you are enough. You are equipped for this season. You are designed for this season. And everything that you've been through is for a purpose. Just shine your light in your purpose. Thank you all for coming out. God bless you and good night.
Okay, well, I want to just tell one last thing. Next week we have Shannon Clark coming up. She'll be at the same time. Then we have, so on December 12th, we have Shannon Clark. On December 19th, we have Bryant, who is the Reverend. He won't let you forget it. Johnson. On December 26th, we have Deanna Mitchell, CEO of the DeMarie Group. On January 2nd, we have Michelle Mueller, CEO of One Red Shoe. And we have Grace Sandals, also CEO on January 9th of the DeMarie Group. Tempest has ended us. We are now complete.
Has life ever knocked you down, made your hand shake, made you limp, made you get back up, only to knock you down again? Has life ever made you forget that you are royalty, that you are a queen, that you are a king? Get up. Don't stay down. Get up. Keep walking. 13 steps to dominance is for you. Limp. Fight. Breathe and break and breathe again. But this is your moment. This is your time. This is how you walk. It's 13 steps in here. And all of them are to straighten you up and send you to your supreme destiny. Have you ever been broken? If so, broken is a great beginning. Keep walking.